without burial. Death unto all eternity. The tomb of Queen Bartusha has been desecrated. Bring me the offenders, that I may lay upon them the curse of the pharaohs of Egypt. 2,000+ science fiction adventures in the world of tomorrow. 2,000+ presents The Temples of the Pharaohs.
Spaceship Eos calling Earth. This is Whitman.
There it is, Sebastian. Sonar beam indicating contact with frequency gamma 4. You can start the message.
Right, Wilson. Spaceship Eos, rocket class C. Robert Wilson in command. Professor Sebastian reporting to Bureau of Astral Research and Statistics. Our geological and atmospheric findings will be ready on tape recordings at time of arrival. Anthropological findings, as usual. That is all.
Anthropological findings, as usual.
Well, love that.
Committee? It's too bad about them. We can't find intelligent life where there isn't any.
No, only signs of the once was life on almost every one of those cold, dead
worlds. What's that?
Robert, directional alarm.
Directional?
We'll swing you off our course.
Well, exactly. You're sitting right there at the controls, corrected.
What do you think I'm trying to do? That's no good.
What do you mean? What's no good?
The controls. The dials and directional rockets are working fine. Something's wrong outside. We're not traveling in space.
That's impossible.
Is it? This is that vibration. It's caught in some kind of whirlpool, a space whirlpool.
The light. What happened to the light?
Wilson, where are you? I can't see you.
Are you here, Sebastian? Say something. I can't hear you. I'm off, Sebastian. Off.
Spaceship Eos calling Earth. Eos to Earth.
Wilson.
Yes, Sebastian. You all right?
I think so. I'm weak and my head is spinning, but...
Well, what happened, Wilson? The lights, the vibration...
All I know is we blacked out, both of us.
Yeah, but what was it? What caused it?
I don't know. Whatever it was, we passed through it safely and the ship's unharmed. There's only one trouble, Professor.
Trouble?
I can't contact Earth. I've been trying for hours. Nothing.
Are you sure you're beaming the signal in the right direction? You said our controls weren't working.
They're working perfectly now. I'll check out bearings again. Turn on the Sigma Wave Telescope.
Right.
All right. Now, let's see. There's the Great Horn Galaxy that we just left. Beyond that, at 20 degrees, the 12 gaseous galaxies, the star of the outer circle. And down below, the bright medium formation, our own solar system, the North Star. Wait a minute.
What is it?
What? It just can't be.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Wilson, what?
The sky. The sky is wrong, Sebastian.
You mad?
Am I? Well, all right, you tell me. Go on, look for yourself. Where's Mather's comet?
Mather's comet? Well, it's right there, but... Oh, no, it's gone. It's not there.
Darn right, it's not there. And there are other things wrong with that sky. The constellations are all twisted up. Halley's Comet is back where it must have been a few thousand years ago. Sebastian, I've got it. That sky is the sky of about 5,000 years ago.
But how can that be? What does it mean?
It means we've been knocked out of our own time orbit. We've been hurled 5,000 years back into the past.
The whirlpool thrust us away.
Whirlpool. It was the Universal Space-Time Conversion Center where all the orbits of space and time like the spokes of a wheel. Only we came out on the wrong spoke. When we get back to Earth, Sebastian, my calculations are correct. We will be in Egypt in the year 3000 B.C. That's it, Sebastian. Robot landing alarm. Strap yourself in. Say your prayers. We're going to crash land in less than 30 seconds.
man. It's hot. Where? Oh, the sky. The sky before we crashed, it was wrong. Made us comet all wrong. Sebastian! Sebastian! I can't move. My arms, my legs. Sebastian!
I'm here, Wilson, only a few feet away. In the shadow of the rocket exhaust tube.
I'm chained. Chained hand and foot. There's a stake driven into the ground. I can't get...
And there's no use struggling, Wilson. I'm chained, too.
We'll die here in this desert. Look, the buzzards are starting to circle over us. Help! Help!
Your strength. If anyone heard you, they wouldn't understand. You only frighten them. Someone will come. The one who bound us in these chains.
You're out of your mind. You talk as though you know where we are. Why we're bound.
I do, Wilson. You were right. We're in the great burial grounds of Egypt. The royal graveyard of Giza.
Giza? Giza? Are you mad? Where are the pyramids of the pharaohs? Where is the tomb of Khufu? Where is the Sphinx?
They haven't been built yet, Wilson. Now there are only limestone crags, 20 miles of them, towering to the heavens. Don't you understand? You are right. This is Egypt.
These chains, Sebastian, look at them.
Gold. Of course, they're gold. Our chains are fashioned of solid gold because we're in the age of gold, sometime around the year 3000 B.C. You're the scientist. You said yourself the sky looks as it must have 5,000 years ago before the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt. Oh, there. Sun's rising and there's someone coming toward us.
I must be insane. We both must be. Sure, something went wrong when we hit the space-time tunnel. The instrument panel showed it, but to have really been thrust back 5,000 years, Sebastian, that creature coming toward us, an Egyptian.
An Egyptian off a vase in a museum. The hair falling over the ears, the linen tunic, the scalp rings. Lie back, let me do the talking. Salam alaikum. I greet you in the name of Osiris, god of fertility and the Nile. There's no need to crack the whip. Your wish is our desire. We are messengers of Osiris and the sun god, Ra.
You're wasting your time, Sebastian. He doesn't hear. He can't talk. This man's a deaf mute.
But he's unlocked the chains. He's motioning to us to rise. He wants us to follow him. Hurry, Wilson, hurry before he lashes us into action. Gods, and we bring you miracles of life and life after death. Ryosin, Ryosin, holy far.
The first miracle will now be passed, O Pharaoh.
Listen, O Pharaoh, and our words will be understood by you, and yours by us. Speak to us, O Pharaoh.
And Kolifar asks that you tell us from whence your great sky bird comes.
The gods have sent us, Kolifar. Before we speak again, strike the chains from our wrists that our thoughts may be of peace and understanding.
So be it. Vizier, Toucan, strike the bonds. Remove the bonds from the wrists of the strangers. They have spoken in a strange tongue that is not ours, nor yet the tongue of Babylonia and Assyria, and yet the words have meaning.
Even as your words, O Pharaoh, have meaning for us.
Why have you come within our gates, strangers?
We know not why, O Pharaoh. The will of the gods, Ra, is strange and unpredictable. Our course was charted without our knowledge. The great skybird that brought us here lies upon the sands of Giza, tired from the journey. We must return at once to care for it.
Let food and water be brought to the skybird that it may be refreshed. Prepare baths of oil and precious spices and fresh shifts of linen for the strangers. I, Kolifar, Pharaoh of all Egypt, bid you welcome to the land of the Nile and invite you to rest before you return to the great bird. Toucan.
Toucan awaits the royal command.
Let the high priest prepare a feast for the sun god Ra and his messengers. Lead them to their chambers now, that they may bathe and rest. I, Kolifar, have spoken.
My throat distressed, the brass sound. What new misfortune to come? Speak to me, Vizier, or I will have that tongue torn from its roots and have thee rendered limb from limb. Speak! What plague has descended now upon the house of Pharaoh, the little prince, so small, so helpless?
My son, no.
The guards murdered, even as he lay in his golden cradle. Some madman intent on evil snatched him from his linen sheets. The little prince has been abducted. I, Khalifa, Pharaoh of all Egypt, command you, my soldiers and slaves, to search the bulrushes and the riverbeds and fields and houses. My son must be found, alive or dead. Bring me back the flesh of my flesh, the prince who is the last of the line of Khalifa. I, Khalifa, king of Egypt, issue this warning. For those who have robbed the grave of the dead queen, my mother, those who have robbed the cradle of my son, the living prince, the penalty is death without burial. Death. For all eternity, I have spoken.
See how the lily flows upon the bosom of the Nile. The body of my child may be feeding them.
You are messengers of the gods. You have said so. You have magic far beyond the powers of the court magicians. The instrument that makes your speech and ours intelligible to each other. The great bird that carries you through the heavens. These are miracles beyond the dreams of even a Pharaoh. You must use this magic.
Even to the gods of Pharaoh, there are some things that are not possible. Our magic cannot find your son.
He is so little, stranger, with great dark eyes and trust in his heart.
Egypt is vast, your majesty. There is nothing we can do to help you, even though our hearts too bleed for the little prince.
Perhaps.
Yes, perhaps. We may fail, King Khalifa. We may rouse false hopes and leave your spirit even more troubled than it is now, but there is a machine which rests in our flying bird, our spaceship.
Machine was
the audio wave amplifier. Suppose we try its fashion. It's just a chance.
Audio wave detector.
Your words fall on ears that do not comprehend.
They cannot, oh sir, for this is magic that reaches forward into time, forward into the vast infinity of the future. But the machine whereof I speak.
Then it must be brought here at once. Listen to me, strangers, messenger of Ra and Osiris. Thrice the house of Khalifa has been struck. The grave of the queen, my mother, has been defiled by grave robbers. I have but lately eluded death from a dagger in the dark. And now, my son, my little prince, if you find the prince, I will make the gods offerings of electrum and gold, jewels and linen beyond compare. I will erect a temple.
Yes, 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 Pharaoh, but we must not let the shadow of the sundial pass another segment. The machine must be brought here at once.
In which the little prince slept.
And there beyond the cedar doors where the guards were slain, I too Khan Vizier.
But the prince is gone now. Why do you tarry here while his abductor's taken beyond our reach?
It is here, O Pharaoh, with this magic device the miracle must be performed. For it is in this very chamber that we shall hear the words of the conspirators.
There is no sound here save the drone of your
amplifier.
Amplifier?
Have you ever stood upon the banks of the River Nile, O Pharaoh, and tossed a pebble into the water?
Yes, yes, many times.
You've seen the waves which it produces move out in ever-widening circles. The waves become fainter and fainter until at last the naked eye cannot see them.
Yes, yes.
But the motion is still there. The invisible ripples keep spreading through the water, even until the great river flows into the sea.
I do not understand. How shall this recall my son?
The spoken word, O Pharaoh, like the pebble in the water, produces waves in the air which spread in ever-widening circles and finally become too weak to be heard by the naked ear. But this magic device, Khalifa, can give new strength to the waves and make them audible. Listen.
the other gods hear him. You know what is to be done now. Good. When all has been carried out according to plan, we will meet in the Tome of Bantia. Make haste now and leave before we are discovered.
In the Tome of Bantia? But that is impossible. Who would desecrate the tomb of the dead?
Whoever would dare steal the child of the great Pharaoh.
Any man who defiles a sacred tomb is struck dead.
Nevertheless, if you want to find your son, that is where we must go.
The wise men from the skies do not know, Excellency, that there is no access to the tomb of Bartisha. That its entrance has been sealed secretly for all eternity so that the living may not disturb the dead.
I will find an opening, Caulifar. The miracles of the great bird are not exhausted. Send the deaf-mute Ankimon with me to show me the tomb. And I will force it to yield in secret.
But you cannot!
Let it be so! And may the god Ra smile upon you.
What are you up to, Wilson? How are you going to get through a mountain of limestone?
You'll see, my lad, because you're coming with me.
See where it's hollow and where it's not.
Percussion on a mountain?
That's exactly what I'm doing. Only instead of tapping with my fingers to find the hollow cave beyond the entrance, I'm hitting the surface of this rock with a radar. If I come to a hollow spot, well, I'll be able... Sebastian, listen.
It sounds different.
It is different. This is it, Sebastian. This boulder is the gateway to the tomb of Bartisha. Signal the deaf mute to come over. We'll need his slaves to move it. And then I'm going in.
You mean we're going in?
One of us has to stay out here to organize a rescue party just in case anything happens. I'll keep in touch with you on the shortwave.
Here comes the deaf mute Ankimon. Better show him what you want.
Here, you. All of you. Like this. Yes, that's the idea. Ready, Sebastian? One. Two.
Trusted friend, my advisor.
Then let him prove it by drinking the wine. You see, he dare not, Kulipar, for he knows that the wine is poisoned.
Drink the wine, Tukan, my noble friend. Prove your innocence. Drink.
No. No, I dare not.
You know the penalty for treason. Drink from that goblet, Vizier. My friend, my noble counselor.
No, no, I cannot. Do not kill me. Do not kill me. I must
die. Take him away. Remove him from my sight. And when he is dead, let no stone mark the place where his worthless soul is buried.
Great heavens, Sebastian, I'm floored. How did you do it?
Do what?
Spot that vizier as the poisoner. How did you know there was poison in the goblet?
I saw the vizier put something in it.
Yes, but how did you know it was poison?
I'm an archaeologist, Wilson, a student of history. Don't you see? I knew there was a pharaoh called Kulipar. I knew an attempt was made to poison him, and the attempt failed. So I kept my eyes open and spotted the vizier. I read all about it in a book. A book that won't be published until 5,000 years from now.
Sons of Osiris, you have rendered us much service with your feats of magic. These jewels and gold are but a small token of our gratitude.
We must leave, Kulipar. It is written in the stars. The gods grow impatient for our return.
Already the wheels that turn our spaceship were impatient for flight. The bird is eager to rise.
We find your great bird strange and exciting. What is the picture painted in bold colors upon the side?
It is a symbol, Pharaoh. It is called the Sphinx.
Sphinx. Sphinx. But that is an Egyptian word. I must examine the picture more closely. Strange. Most strange. That bird comes to the Garden of the Gods and rests upon the sands of Giza. And yet, look upon the picture you call the Sphinx. Crouching lion, but the head.
The head, my lord, is your head. The features, the face, it's your face.
It is an omen from the gods. I, Kulipar, decree that upon this very spot in Giza, which guards the river Nile, there shall be carved from this mountain a statue complete in every detail, an exact copy of the picture upon the stranger's great bird. The head shall be my head, the eyes brooding and distant, and the body that of a crouching lion. The statue shall be called the Sphinx.
Another unusual story of science fiction on 2000+.